It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me?
Has he taken any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Welcome to the Brandon Groover Love Connection. Welcome to the Brandon Groover News Hour.
You're fierce on those air drums.
Oh, yes.
And you're helping the zombies out there.
We're bringing them back. Bring back the zombies. Bring back love. Okay, what's up, AJ?
Not much. I mean, here it is. Friday, the sun's shining somewhere.
The sun never sets on the British Empire.
Well said, young man.
Tally-ho.
And all that kind of good stuff.
That's right. We got Dr. Drew back by popular demand. What's up, Dr. Drew?
You are, my friend. I'm glad to be here with you and Doug.
And we have Doug, my partner in crime.
Yes.
Doug Wild.
Exciting to be here.
Yes, the gang is here.
Yes, the boys are back in town.
Right, that's right.
The boys are back in town. Okay, so on today's show, we're going to continue where we left off on last week. On our show, we always try to reflect on society. We don't really focus on, it's mighty funny they call the news, but it's not news, it's old. You know, it's same old 77. So, you know, we believe that the breakdown in the American family is the true culprit of the decline of America. If you look at crime, you look at all the socioeconomic issues that we're talking about addressing, I see marriage as being the panacea to a lot of the problems that we face as a nation. So we're going to just continue this conversation. If anybody wants to tune in, 904-831-0600, feel free. Once again, area code 904-831-0600. Marriage has kind of been demonized. It's seen by modern America as being like a shackle. Like you all.
That's right. What is it? Not only is it the divorces are high, but the marriages don't take place until, I got married at 18.
Right.
And most people don't get married until they're twice that age.
Right.
29 for men now.
Mm. Is that right?
Highest ever. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Wow.
First marriage is 29.
Mm. What is the divorce rate?
Well, it's complicated because people have multiple divorces, so that gets into sort of a strange calculus. Mm-hmm. But it's very high. It's over 50%.
I guess when the baby boomers came in, you can correct me at this, Doc, but my impression is that divorces weren't that easy, and they weren't the real thing that happened in the previous generation before the baby boomers, it seems.
We had we've adopted something called no-fault divorce. We just call it divorce now. But prior to no-fault divorce, mm-hmm. which was ratified by a lot of different states in the 70s, mm-hmm. that if you had children and wanted a divorce, the judge often said no. Mm. He will not allow you to be divorced unless you go to counseling and come back and see me. Mm. And many marriages were saved because of that. You know, marriages can be very emotional and stressors and there are things that happen that just bring out the worst in people. Mm-hmm. And in marriage, we want our spouse to comfort us. But what if we're both stressed, you know, and we just decide it's not worth it? What's really hurt is the language. And this may be a Captain Obvious moment here, but people will say, why are you getting married? Well, the relationship is no longer working. Mm. Well, relationships don't work or not work.
Right.
People do.
Right.
People do. The relationship's not working.
Right.
I want a new relationship.
Right.
And if you can dispose of a commitment and mm-hmm. a covenant mm-hmm. that some of us believe that marriage is, mm-hmm. a covenant, mm-hmm. and you can say, well, it's just not working for mm-hmm. me, then there's no responsibility, and that's kind of the soul behind no-fault divorce. We're not going to put blame on anybody.
Right.
It doesn't matter that, you know, sleeping with my best friend.
Right.
It's just not working for me. So I want something different. Mm. And so, you know, that comes down to, you know, personal commitment and responsibility. I've heard the term starter marriages now. I've heard that for about 10 years. Starter marriages, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just try it. Try it out for a while.
Well, yeah, and then move up the food chain, you know, uh-huh. kind of move it up, you know, get your comfort level and find a better guy, like a new car. You know, right. I like the the Mercedes now.
Right. Don't like that Toyota model? Yeah. Trade them in for a...
Trade it in.
Yes.
Greener grass?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and that's actually kind of happening in some areas, segments of our country. I hear people talk openly about that.
But the grass is only greener where you water it. Like if you take the same concepts, if you're hard to live with husband number one, you're only going to bring that baggage to husband number two or wife number two. Right. But you know, there's like, I believe in our country, in this liberal, one of the effects of liberalism is the creation of these archetypes. We talked about it on last week. You know, they show these repeat images. And it's the same thing that kind of explains racism. You know, we kind of get these images of people, you know, races and also genders. And you know, there's this fear from women, you know, that you have to be very careful about marriage because, ooh, he wants to rule over you. And are we all married in here?
Well, I've been married a long time.
I'm saying, but how many women, like, literally let you just rule over them?
None. Right.
Like, I don't know these little fragile women they're talking about.
Yeah, it's kind of a straw man argument because there isn't, you say, well, where were all these unhappy women? And where's the evidence that they were distressed and unhappy? Mm-hmm. We didn't have a suicide rate. We didn't have this drug problem, mm-hmm. alcohol problem. There wasn't even a happy hour. Mm-hmm. Happy hour was being home with your wife and kids.
Right.
Or your husband and kids.
Right.
That was happy hour. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that's something, and you know, and I believe this. You know, I kind of try to look at, like, the structural causes of things. And, you know, the media, along with the government, kind of push this narrative, you know, be free, you know, don't be chained, do not be chained to a man, you know, the woman's place is not in the kitchen, but in the boardroom. And I think this over demonization, you know, of men, and you have a lot of men that don't trust women, you know, oh, she's gonna just take my money. So I think this divorcing of the traditional roles are the reason we're in the rut we're in today. And I think that was done for economic reasons, to drive women to the workforce, to make the labor supply cheaper. And we'll talk about that on the other side of the commercial break. I have some data that we can use.
Oh, wonderful.
Yep. So I think that stuff is done for a reason. We're going to pull back the curtains on that stuff.
All right.
You're so good,
Brandon. More coming up here with the doctor, the guest of Brandon Groover on the Brandon Groover News Hour, Doug, course, in the studio as well, and your questions at 904-831-0600. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, cool. We have Marty. I'm going to bring Marty on in 1 second. But I want to give you all some numbers. And we hit these numbers on last week. If you look at the changes in the labor market between 1948 and 2013, the first half from 1948 to 1973, the productivity or the efficiency of the work of workers went up by 96%. Hourly compensation went up by 91.3%. But when women entered the workforce in mass numbers in 1973, productivity increased 74%, but hourly compensation went up 9.2%. So what that tells me, that kind of explains why, you know, back before women went into the workforce, one man could take care of an entire family. You move to the other side of that. Now you have two people working, and you can't make ends meet. That's because the law of supply and demand, the more you have of something, the less it is worth. So the more, by doubling the amount of workers in the market, all we did was drove wages down. So it was kind of like that's what I'm saying, like this whole archetype, this straw man argument, you know, that, you know, you need to have your own and, you know, forget about marriage, forget about child rearing. You can, you know, go out and get your career. But if you look at what happened, wages went way down. And now, you know, in with two people working, you still can't make ends meet. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying that women should not work. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that what they were sold was a lie, you know. Right. So, Marty, you can jump in and have at it.
Well, again, I want to congratulate you. You've outdone yourself.
Thank you, Marty.
Having world-class guests on your show.
Thank you.
I have an observation that from people, and I don't watch garbage television. I think I told you this. I watch most of my stuff on YouTube, which is classic television and game shows. The other night, if anybody's interested, I was watching quiz shows from Kenya and Dubai, and you want to see how those people over there are beating us as far as education goes. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, as far as, like, you know, Madonna, she's been married about 15 times, and Elizabeth Taylor, rest in peace, was married a lot. I think that these people in Hollywood and on TV are the trendsetters as far as, you know, like what they do and everybody else does. But I have to tell the people out there, this is not the real world.
Right.
See, I don't know if they know about it. Also, this stupid thing about girls, and I've seen a few guys wearing ripped pants, which, as far as I know, the people are paying more for ripped pants than they are for perfect pants. So the people have to, first of all, they shouldn't watch this stuff to begin with, because I have to tell people as a little secret. Do you know why people have these programs on television? For two reasons. One, a political message, and another one, to get a captive audience so that they can sell a product, run commercials. It's not to entertain you. I want to say that if you want some good entertainment, Palatka has a good community theater. St. Augustine has it, too. Go to a classic movie house. I think you have one in Five Points in Jacksonville. But don't watch the junk that's on television. And what they do over there, it's not real. Don't try to emulate. And those people who try to emulate the people on TV and whatever, and movies, they wouldn't let you come in and clean their toilet if you went over to them. They live in estates. They live in compounds like Prince. They wouldn't have anything to do with you, and yet you worship them.
Yep.
people wake up, and I think one of the best things to do is listen to the Brandon Groover Show every week.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Hear, hear.
Thank you, Martin, thank you. You know what, and thank you, Martin, and that's true, because look at the people who we idolize. Like, I don't watch the Grammys. I don't watch the Oscars. Those people aren't, like, they're not even really talented to me. But the people who really make America work are like the people, really, I went out to Houston, Texas on an oil rig. And you know, that's what you call kind of like flyover country. But it's those people, those men that work on those oil rigs, those are the men that allow you to hit the light switch and the lights come on. You know, Stephen Colbert, you know, Madonna and these folks, you know, if the pandemic, you know, if electricity went out and something happened to the country, those aren't the people who are going to save us. It's those people who you look down on who can go in there and work oil rigs.
Well, I think you entertainment, know what I mean? Though, was supposed to be an escape for the real world. It originally was, and maybe it was less pushing boundaries. You know, the classic when we had John Wayne and Clark Gable and...
Gary Cooper.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it seems like the stars then, you know, earlier in television's history, mm-hmm. these award shows... They were, you know, fewer and far between than they are. They have them almost every month, some kind of something. Mm-hmm. But it seems like the big ones, like the Oscars, the viewership has been going down and down. So the public isn't necessarily grabbing it like they used to, because I think they've had it, especially with the political divides we've had. So many of the entertainers have come out politically, and they've, in essence, if they hated Trump, for instance, they lost possibly half of their audience, you know. Right. So, yeah. You know, to me, that was kind of a foolish move if you're an entertainer, but it is what it is.
Right, mm-hmm. right.
You know, the idea that, what you know, why do we have families and why do we have marriage? Because I agree with you, Brandon, there's this trend to say that, you know, women don't need a man mm-hmm. and all this and that. But it's an interesting couple studies from my work, and we look at developmental, and there's a study that was done, and a couple facts that came out of it. They looked at the earlier a woman or a teenager starts sexual activity, mm-hmm. the least likely she is to be happy in a relationship when she's 30. Mm. Now, no 14-year-old does or doesn't do something because of what happens to them at age 30. Their headlights only go out about Friday.
Right, you know, right.
They don't think very far in the future.
Right.
But the data was compelling. So the more partners you had and the earlier you were started was directly correlated with your happiness later in life. Mm. And there's some biochemical things like that. Mm-hmm. Oxytocin, for example, mm-hmm. the hormone the brain releases. Mm-hmm. It's the bonding hormone. And it was intended to be used once, to
right.
bond to one person mm-hmm. and then that person for life. But Doug, I would like you to talk about falling in love at 18 and knowing that you love this person. When mm-hmm. you're a kid, your brain isn't even fully developed, but you knew. Right.
Yeah, I do.
I'd like to hear about that.
Well, yeah, okay. So what happened was maybe I was young and foolish, but...
maybe not.
but I was mature somewhat beyond my years already. I already had jobs and paper out early on and all those sort of things. So I knew what I knew pretty much what I wanted, and actually, I saw Dot, who became my wife. I saw her in the ninth grade, and I said, "Now that's the kind of girl I'd like to marry, not the kind of girl I'd like to date," because she was very wholesome.
Right.
And so I picked a girl who was, I'm not going to mention her name, but she was, her parents weren't home, and I could walk her home and. And there was a little necking on the porch and that sort of thing. So,
right.
But I always kept my eye on Dot throughout junior high, high school. We didn't date until after high school. Wow. But then I said, okay, now I'm ready. And yeah, jumped right into it. So,
were you friends with her for a while?
So we were friends. Yeah, we respected each other. And she called me Douglas, and I called her Dorothy in the hallways of Lee High School. And I saw her drop her report card, and I was about 10 or 15 feet away, and I dashed over and picked it up for her. So I had my eyes on her, and then her friend in French class said, Doug, Dot needs a driver because she's dating this foreign exchange student who can't drive.
She's dating?
And I said, well, I'll I'll go on a double date. And so we went on this date out to the beach, and so I just kept my eyes on her the whole time. And when it was pizza time, the other two individuals wanted pizza, and Dot said she wanted chicken. So I said, oh, I want chicken too. And so we split the chicken, and I knew at that point that I was madly in love with her, and that was going to be. And so I only dated one more person after that, just to get it done.
Yeah.
And then from then on, it's been Dot.
Wow, wow. Your story sounds very similar to me and Tiffany. We didn't do the chicken, though.
Yeah.
But I was about 18, 19, uh-huh. But she was older than me. And I was out to FAMU, so I had to transfer here to keep the tab.
That's great.
So I had my fun at FAMU, but you had to make sure they don't get too far away.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Both of you can't get the smiles off your faces. For our audience, Doug has been grinning ever since he mentioned Dot, and the commitment you made is really inspiring to me.
Yeah.
You
know? Well, it is a commitment. I think when you take that vow, it is sobering, and you say, okay, I'm going to make it work no matter what. Mm-hmm. And not that there weren't problems.
Woo. Right.
She's a jazz singer, so she's very passionate, and I'm very calm and reasonable, not by her standards necessarily. And so I sure we certainly struggled over time, and there was a time that I thought it was over, mm-hmm. and a friend of mine reminded me that she said. Now, why did you marry Dot originally?
That's a real friend.
That was a real friend. And she said, the grass is not always greener on the other side.
Only way you water it.
And, and so I went home and made that decision that I was going to stay married to her. I was going to make it work no matter what.
See, that is so, when we're young, and particularly if you're 18, 20-ish, when you make that vow, you're vowing to marry that person for life, no mm-hmm. matter, and you're also vowing to marry who they become
right.
in mm-hmm. life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sickness and health sounds like a bumper sticker, but we all get sick,
yeah.
and we all end up, can have things, but that's why it's a vow. It's yep. not, well, if it works out, if I feel good, as long as you're, young and beautiful and turn me on, I'll stick right. with you. But what's happening is, they're disposable in some mm-hmm. situations, mm-hmm. and people are looking for younger, shinier, newer, and that's just killing us.
Yep.
It's killing the children. So,
So
coming full circle, I was involved in a reality show 10 years ago called Real Girls, Real Life, and I asked all the girls, and I had a segment with them. I said, when you were 8, 9, 10 years old, tell me about your dream about the man mm-hmm. you want to marry, and mm-hmm. it was all the same. Mm-hmm. But no matter what race they were or whatever, they all had this big, strong man, kind of the knight and shining, whatever,
Doug's in our picture.
Yeah, it looked like you guys. But every girl has this dream. And a lot of it is dependent on who their father is.
Yep.
They that's why I said fathers, be the kind of man you want your daughter to marry.
True.
And they judge men based on who their father is. Mm-hmm. So we play a really important role in shaping their expectations.
Yep.
But what happens, they get into middle school, which is the horrible. Sorry, we got to go?
Nope, we got
a minute? So they get into middle school, and we force them to date start early, and they start feeling pressure. Oh, I've got to date in order to be accepted or be cool. And they shouldn't be dating at all, There should be rule. I mean, their parents should get involved. And you're not dating. I told my kids when they were 4, no dating until after 16. Well, at 4, they didn't matter. If I told them at 15, it would have been a fight, right?
Right.
So they start early. You tell them, here's the boundaries. But they start becoming active, and they start doing what they got to do to stay in a relationship, and it's ruining their lives.
Yep.
It's killing them. And the suicide rate among girls is skyrocketing.
Hmm.
10 to 14-year-old girls is now on the CDC high-risk watch group. 10-year-old girls.
That's a hot mess. We're gonna finish that on the other side of the commercial break. We need to dive more into that. All right.
All coming up right here on the Brandon Groover News Hour.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM. The conservative voice of Jacksonville. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. U.S. Senator Robert F. Kennedy's assassin was granted parole Friday after two of RFK's sons spoke in favor of Sirhan Sirhan's release, and prosecutors declined to argue he should be kept behind bars. The decision was a major victory for the 77-year-old prisoner, though it does not assure his release. The ruling by the two-person panel at Sirhan's 16th parole hearing will be reviewed over the next 90 days by the California Parole Board staff. Then it will be sent to the governor, who will have 30 days to decide whether to grant it, reverse it, or modify it. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow rose 242 points. The NASDAQ rose 183, with the S&P 500 advancing by 39. Oil up $1.32 to $68.74 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. A search underway for a car that troopers believe fatally struck a person in Jacksonville this morning, killing them. This happened at Wilson Street and Martin Luther King Jr. Parkway between the hours of 4 and 8 a.m. Troopers looking for a 2015 to 2021 white Dodge Challenger with right front, right side windshield damage and a right side mirror missing. The FBI raiding a Jacksonville home. They say it's part of an ongoing investigation. This happened this morning in the Fort Caroline neighborhood. The man arrested inside the home, set to go before a judge at the federal courthouse in downtown this afternoon. School districts in the state can impose mask mandates, a judge making that ruling earlier. This is Judge John Cooper.
It's a reasonableness standard. That's a much lower standard than you would have if you're trying to disallow a policy of the legislature or the governor.
That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's major delays because of an accident on Butler Boulevard heading west at the ramp to the 295 East Beltway, blocking the off-ramp. Also, there's a crash in St. Johns County on I-95 southbound just past State Road 16, blocking the right lane. And there's a broken-down vehicle on the East Beltway 295 northbound before Alta Drive. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect below 75. Saturday will start the weekend partly sunny, high 88.
Hi, I'm Mark Kinder, owner of Affordable Water. We've been in business since 1989. Trust a company that has a proven track record of good service selling top quality equipment. Affordable Water is a licensed contractor. We install water treatment systems that work. Beware of false claims being made by some companies about no salt water softening. The National Water Quality Association states there is no test to prove they work. True soft water makes you feel clean and can be tested as soft. Affordable Water, 262-0197. 262-0197. License number W32.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Hi, everybody. Have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB. The big question over the weekend, will there be an August 31st deadline or will there be an extension? And let's pray and hope that no more U.S. service military personnel will be bombed or any more deaths occur.
I think it's going to be an extension, and I think the Taliban is going to publicly announce they welcome it.
Let's see what happens. I don't know about that, but we'll talk more about this coming up Monday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. Ed and Roger, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back to the Mala Show, Make America Love Again. So, you know, I got a story too, a funny story. It wasn't funny at the time, but this is why I knew I was going to marry Tiffany. We had moved. I got a U-Haul for her. And then I got sick. I mean, I got deadly sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I vomited all in the sink. It was clogged up. I mean, it was horrible. And I said, who's going to get that up? And she pulled her sleeves up, and she was in there with her bare hands.
Oh, God.
She's been on the team ever since.
Wow. Wow. That sacrifice.
Yep, yep. Because I wasn't getting it. I played sick, so I wouldn't clean it up.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now who's gonna get that up?
That's love, man.
Yep. That is love.
Yep. So I wouldn't have done that for myself.
Well, love's pretty powerful.
Yep, that's true.
And it's not always pretty.
Sometimes it's not. But you know what? I think Dr. Drew, you can call me, you know, whatever you'd like to, which you might want to. But the thing is, I think, but when you really fall in love with a person, it's you accept their imperfections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sure. To a certain degree, obviously. But you know, it seems like sometimes what you were kind of indicating earlier, that people go through different marriages, it seems almost needlessly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what are you gonna get, you know, if you get into a bad marriage, you know, sometimes there's really good reasons to get out of it.
Right.
But I think, you know, if you have a hangnail, it's probably not a good reason.
Right. Right. I think that part of it is then you set up the criteria. What is the reason to get out of any marriage?
I think it's if it's a health hazard.
You
abuse.
Know,
somebody okay.
abuse. Serious, somebody cheating, bringing back STDs. I mean,
right,
you
sure.
gotta, you know, hit the door.
Right.
But this is my belief on, like, you know, you're in that, like, you know, you have like erotic love and, you know, different types of loves, right?
Yeah, the four loves.
Right, right. So I think, this is my opinion, you know, when you were mad in love with a person in the beginning, you can't really see their flaws. Like, I mean, you can mm-hmm. see some, but you kind of, you're like,
you're blinded.
Don't, yeah, you're love blinded.
But well, they don't reveal themselves till later.
But then sometimes you're not really looking. You overlook that stuff. But right. I think that once you get, you're together long enough, you're supposed to elevate to like what that companion phase,
yeah.
like the kind your grandparents have, you know, that mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it comes with maturity. Like when it's early on, you don't really mm-hmm. have that connection. So it's like
it's the chemistry
right,
at first
right,
that
right.
bonds people
that's
together.
The glue. Right. That's
right.
The glue.
I mean, that's yeah. I mean,
right.
that's Eros there.
Is one,
right.
And then there's the philia, which is friendship.
Right.
And then there's something called storge, which is familiarity. It's like your cousins and your
right,
brothers
right.
and sisters.
Right.
You just know them. You kind of just pick
because
it
they
up
become a layer of your life. Don't
right.
They?
That's right.
Right.
I mean, in that sense, it's. You know, I went through a divorce, and mm-hmm. I haven't really been remarried since that point. That's quite a while ago. I liked being married. But when that happened, there was a part of me that wasn't apparently physical, but that there was a hole that, mm-hmm. that had to be
right.
repaired. Mm-hmm. It took time, and that mm-hmm. was all I could take. But
mm-hmm.
but when you lose somebody that you really realized was part of your fabric,
mm-hmm.
the brain's pretty powerful with that kind of stuff.
Right.
It's not
yeah.
pleasant.
True.
Maybe for, you know, when people break up, one of the persons involved might be going on to another relationship, so they're mm-hmm. not going to feel that. Or it's almost the same as if you lost somebody because of a tragic
right, right,
instance.
Right, right,
it's true. It's tough.
It's true.
The agape love is the unconditional love that mm-hmm. I love you even though you can give me nothing in return.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's love.
Right.
You know? And that's hard. We can talk like we can do that, but it's really hard if your partner gets in a situation where they're sick or they're suffering from mental illness or depression.
Right.
And you love them unconditionally.
Mm-hmm. Right. For better or worse, should they keep that in the marriage vows?
Yes.
Because of these days, it's like, for better or even better.
Yeah. Right, right.
I promise to love you as long as the relationship is exciting and wonderful for me.
Yeah. But you know something, but I think that's the way, like, this generation, like from the 60s on back, like, people don't believe in sacrifice anymore. Like some things you just do because it's the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like we're human beings, we're not animals. Animals are, you know, passion driven. I'm hungry, I'm going to eat you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But in some cases, animals have more sense than people, so I'll backtrack on that.
Imagine that.
Right, but what I'm saying is, like you're supposed to be a mature enough of an adult to say, okay, she's sick, you know, she's going through something. You know, just stick mm-hmm. and stay.
Right. That's right. It's important.
It's like a nurse. You can't just, nurses get, I work in healthcare, and you know, the nurses are sometimes burnt out, but they know if we leave, the person is going to die. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think the rest of America kind of needs to try to revisit the deeper meaning of life. It's not all that, you know, passion, that hot girl summer, all that stuff is going to fade. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Like, but it can be maintained if people actually work at a relationship. I think sometimes people work more at buying a new vehicle or buying a home than they do at their marriage.
Right.
They investigate it. They find out the facts and figures and whatever else. But, you know, that initial feeling you get, and then in a long-term relationship, if you maintain that in some way, if you plan, if you consider the other person that special, they'll know it.
Right.
Choosing the mate is the most important decision I think anybody will make.
I agree, but what I was saying about the fading, I'm talking like the superficial stuff. You know, like you hear people saying, "Oh, she gained weight. She pushed out an 8-pound baby for you. You did that to her." You see what I'm saying? You know, the women may say, "Oh, you know, he doesn't, he's not as spontaneous. The man that works in construction, he's tired. Mm-hmm. He's wore out." Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying, like, people need to kind of, you know, figure out what's important. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. What we learned about when we talked to these girls in this mm-hmm. reality show, they're all in their early 20s, and I said, what do you really want? And what the girls said, and I mm-hmm. think the guys want this too, they wanted some one person in this world to esteem them higher than anyone else, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that it wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. So the exclusivity, constancy, mm-hmm. there's not days where you don't do that.
Right.
And then the idea that you have forsaken all others. Mm-hmm. Forsaken means you have left them alone. Mm. You've turned your back on any other relationship. Mm. What's happened now with Facebook and internet, I keep in touch with my old boyfriend or girlfriend. That mm-hmm. destroys marriages.
Absolutely.
It's just playing with fire.
Right.
Because all those feelings come back.
Absolutely.
And you remember a time when you're happy and it's horrible. And I, you know, people's eyes, I marriages are ruined because of this. Of old flames come back in their life again.
Right.
So we want to know that we're esteemed above anyone else. That mm-hmm. will never not be true. Mm-hmm. And even though we're not perfect, my spouse will esteem me, and she will be constant in that. And I don't have to worry about any past relationships. She will let me know, and I'll let her know that you are the one.
Right.
And whether we're having a good day or a bad day, because we're human beings, we're self-centered sometimes, mm-hmm. we say, "I'm sorry, forgive me, I shouldn't have treated you like that."
Right.
And so the key to marriage is not being right good all the time, it's being able to forgive.
And pick your battles, too.
Being able to, yes.
And pick your battles. Like, something like, that's not even, sometimes it ain't worth it. Just let her have that one. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You don't have to, you don't have to. And plus, women and men are different. Women, you know, sometimes have to be, they have to, you know, they want to be heard and vindicated. Mm-hmm. You know, learn how to just nod your head. You know, you can be thinking about, well, I wish she stopped talking to me. But you just nod your head, you know, and just let it.
If you believe in the idea that the one flesh idea, we become, two people become sort of one entity. The kids look at us that that's
absolutely.
My parents. That's
right.
One kind of thing. Sure. There's a force there. And when you look at that, then if in a power struggle, an argument, if a husband wins and the wife loses, you both lose.
Right.
Because what happens to her happens to me.
Right.
What happens to me happens to her.
Right.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
We're supposed to always look at what you can't be hurt or sick without me being hurt and sick.
Right.
Or if you have a child and your child is sick. It hurts everybody.
Right,
so we're connected in a family in a special way, and it should be that way.
Right.
And a marriage should be exclusive, and no one else can come near this relationship because it's us. And when that is betrayed, people come apart.
Okay, so we're going to hit this Pepsi commercial because they,
okay.
you know, folks, please drink Pepsi. Please. Okay, so.
Or Pepsi products.
Pepsi, no Coke, Pepsi.
Right.
No Coke.
Yeah, no Coke.
No Coke, Pepsi.
Yeah, drink Pepsi, please.
Cheeseburger.
Please. Pepsi's calling. All right, Pepsi, I'm going to give you a shout out. Okay, come on.
All right, so the discussion continues about relationships.
Right.
And if you have any questions, maybe you have some comments, want to get into the conversation, you can call us here on the Brandon Groover News Hour, 904-831-0600. What's that number again, Doug?
It's 904-831-0600.
All right.
Love station.
Love that
voice. Oh, man. You're hired.
Radio voice.
Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care, paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
All right, gang, welcome back to Act 3. All right, we're back. So I want to say this here, then I'll let Doug jump in, then we'll let Dr. Drew take us to church, take us home. Okay, so I want to say this. Something that I noticed about relationships is that the reason a lot of relationships don't work is because people tend to compare their spouses to other people.
Right.
And like I said 50 times today, the grass is on the green where you water it. At the end of the day, if that's the man that God gave you, that's the man that's, when you're in the alley and somebody tries to bother you, that's the guy that's going to jump in front of that bullet for you. Mm-hmm. Not the preacher at church that you're looking up to, not the doctor at the doctor's office. That's somebody else's man.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing with women, because women say, oh, you treat the lady at church better than you treat me. But guess what? When you get sick and have one of those episodes that I had, the pastor's wife is not going to clean up that stuff that comes out of your mouth. It's the person that's home with you. So my thing is people love the one you're with.
That's right. That's right.
I just want to get that out.
Yeah, and I was thinking about that same thing, because I'm thinking, what's the criteria for a great spouse? And I would say, if you already have a spouse, that's the number one criteria.
That's right. You got it.
You got it. And then that's once you've chosen, then you stick with it.
That's right.
No matter what.
That's right. And one thing, I work in healthcare, and I see it on like all these women who do the hot girl summer. Let me say what hot. That's Ebenezer Scrooge. Let me show you your future. Christmas future, whatever that.
It goes to the future.
It goes to the future. I'm gonna take Christmas. It to your future. If you are a single woman living in modern America. The average Social Security check is like $2,000 a month on the high end. That's not going to be enough for you to survive on when you become old.
Mm-hmm.
Men, hot boy summer doesn't last forever. Because if you're single and when Ebenezer Scrooge come to, for you, single men die way earlier compared to married men.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just wanted to kind of, you know, put that out there. You know, if you got somebody, you know, hang with them. They may, because women nag you about your PSA, you know, about going to the doctor. You know, they get on your nerve at times, but it works. But I just wanted to put that out there. Mm-hmm. You know, marriage does have its pros. So you're done, Doug?
Yes, it's good.
Okay, so Dr. Drew, the floor is yours.
There is a TED Talk. I'm not a big TED Talk fan. Someone send me one I know and I'll listen to them. Mm-hmm. But there was one that was amazing. It was a Harvard professor, and this longitudinal study has been going on since like 1937. So they took Harvard freshmen, and the control group at 1937 was inner city Boston kids who were mostly poor Irish at the time, right? Mm. And they asked them questions, and it was kind of a health and social wellness survey. Mm-hmm. Same things going on, and there's only two from the original class left, and mm-hmm. they're over 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so over time, and they've had four directors, the director stays until he dies, and this is the fourth guy, and he was explaining, he says, you know, when you're 40 or 45 years old, I forget, he says, we realize from all this data that what makes people happy and healthiest has nothing to do with your cholesterol, nothing to do with any of that, is... Are you in a relationship with someone that you trust and love and you know esteems you and loves you back? and will not betray you. That is the best predictor of health and happiness, period. Period. And this study is still going on. And you can look up the Harvard Longitudinal Wellness Study. And I think that's what it's called. But
So it's not my career?
Like it's
the women
career.
And I'm going to say this to women real quick. I'm going to give it back to you, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
Women, please stop saying you don't have time for a man to focus on your career. That's a job. You know, you work at the post office. That's not a career. That's a job. You know, I have to delay.
That won't keep you warm at night.
Right. Just certain things people say kind of just irk my nerve. But I'm sorry.
That's a great point.
I had a moment.
It is a moment, but we all want an intimacy, in the purest, broadest sense of the word. You know, it can include sexual, but intimacy is tenderness and loving and touching and holding and affirmation and saying, I know you've had a hard day, but I want you to know I just love you. And, you know, things like that mean so much. There's books written about love and respect. Mm-hmm. Men need respect. Women need love. We need both.
Love and happiness.
Yeah. But we need to respect our spouse, even if they're having a bad day or have different views of us. We want them to be able to talk to us. And I want to teach, you know, my kids and my family and my spouse that I will listen to them.
Right.
And I'll try to learn and understand and not judge. You ever come home and have a rough day and you start telling and they go, well, you should have done that. You know, tell you what you should have done. I said, just let me vent and look at me and smile, not approvingly.
Nod my head.
And nod like, okay. Yeah. And then you can tell me what I should have done right later, right? just tell me. So it's complicated, but it boils down to happiness. It's not where you are or what you have. It's who you're with that makes us happy. Mm-hmm. And if you're with the right person and you know that person loves you and esteems you, life's pretty good.
Mm.
Life is pretty darn good.
I can't wait to go home.
Yeah, I'll bet you can't.
I got two daughters, so I'm driving a long way home. They're kind of rough. hope they passed out and went to sleep. I drive the long way. See if I'm going A1A, you need something from the milk store.
but I'll go with you. I'd like to see it.
Right.
Brandon, you're amazing that you are taking on these really high, difficult topics, and you're so smart, and you've dug into the research, and I'm just honored to be here with you having this chat and with Doug.
Thank you for coming.
And this is just great.
Thank you for
coming. You're really doing a service to our community.
Thank you. Because what I try to do, you know, like, I grew around I have a lot of elders in my family, you know, grandmother, you know, I knew my great grandparents. So I got to watch, you know, them, how they interact. Mm-hmm. And kind of what we learned on the college campus was those people were backwards and outdated, you know, old fashioned, you know, but those people were happy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They were happy. And they're not popping 50, you know, tablets just to sleep at night. Like, something has happened to us as people, we can't have happiness. And we're looking for happiness in the wrong things. Happiness comes from people, not from things.
Yeah. It comes from having other people, but then when we foster great relationships, we're going to make ourselves happy.
Absolutely.
Even if we don't get it returned. It's better to try to create a great relationship, and then maybe it may become a better relationship. It often does.
Yeah. We need to give love.
You're going to feel better just for doing it by, you know, unilaterally by yourself.
That's like today at my house. Tiffany must have misplaced a Tiffany's bracelet, and she was, I can't find a Tiffany's bracelet. I say, look, how much did it cost? Hey, go buy another one. And guess what? Then happiness returned. The heavens opened up. The light came down. We were good.
See, you did something kind. So,
it helped me.
Yeah. Well, giving love to other people, our brain creates oxytocin.
Right.
Women do that more than men because they have children who don't give you anything back for a long time,
don't.
But we love them unconditionally, and we bond with the woman bonds with a child because she delivers oxytocin, which is this bonding love hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Men have it, but not as much.
Doesn't that come when they breastfeed them?
During delivery, because it's a lot of pain. Oxytocin chills you out because this is a little alien growing inside of you who's hurting you, and you love them. All's forgiven.
They strip all your minerals from your bones.
And then breastfeeding.
Right.
Breastfeeding is where they attach. And actually, that window of attachment is 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a caregiver attached where that baby feels, I trust this person with my life, they can't say that, but they need to know I will be safe and warm and taken care of. If they're not 18 months passes. They have problems.
You know, I saw something in one of my psychology classes when I was in college, and kids that were properly attached, they look back and know the parent is there, they tend to venture. Yes. Kids that are not properly, you know, reassured, they cling and they never leave the nest. Right,
and
secure.
Yes.
Right.
You're exactly right.
Yep. I was woke.
Well.
Yeah. You're a smart man.
Yep. Yep. So thank you. So we got a little bit more time. AJ, you kind of quiet in the cut. What's up, AJ? Hey, what you got? What's on the brain? I see your brain.
I'm just reviewing all the failures in my life.
Oh, stop.
I'm a little depressed.
Stop.
This is a non-judgment zone.
We're not even saying
the word should. So.
No, it's a great, you know that I'm a little sarcastic at times, but this is a great conversation. And really, there's nothing better than a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
know I mean?
That's right.
When I look back at my life at this point, you know, and there's been a few decades behind me here, but when I was married and when I was bringing up my son, that was probably the best time. I just enjoyed that so very much,
right.
so
right.
very much.
Mm-hmm. Right. And the purpose of our show, we're not here to just for the other folks that are out there listening. We're just trying to, you know, be a voice that, you know, that says that marriage doesn't. Because we're trying to counter this narrative that's out there that marriage is garbage. You know that the religion is garbage, that patriotism is garbage. We're just trying to be like, just kind of like show the light. You know,
the moral fabric of society has changed.
Right.
And that's probably a big part of the reason that a lot of these marriage situations have arisen, because people are not as dedicated to that. They don't.
Right.
They don't have, and we don't have as many elders around us.
Right.
Surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
The nuclear families are split up so many that, you know, before used to, if you did something wrong, you knew about it right away because some relatives were out to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Someone always knew your dad or your mom.
Right.
I got whoopings from the neighbor lady when I was a little kid. I mean, we were messing around and she could slap me on the ear and send me home. You know, my mother did. She slapped me on the ear and sent me back to apologize, you know? And now what would happen if I slapped your kid today?
And that's another,
I'd be
a lawsuit.
I'd be shot or go to prison.
And that's another thing. We have forgotten how to live together as people.
Right.
It's a really sad state of affairs that an adult can see. I'm not going to call a name, but I saw a guy going through another guy's window and I couldn't tell him because he would probably get mad because I'm telling him what his daughter did when he wasn't home. But that's kind of how we devolved. Like back in the day, the older people would kind of keep you straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we got to talk about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right, because America, a lot of the stuff, when you could get smacked by your neighbor, you were better people because of that. Smack your neighbor's kids.
It was
kids.
A loving accountability.
Right.
Right.
It was a village.
Yeah.
Because guess
village.
What? If that kid is out of hand, he's going to rob you later. It's in our interest to make sure each other kids come out good.
That's
We've
right.
already
right.
talked about that, how our society, where there's more crime, but this is all part of it.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know,
these
basic relationships and basic morals go a long, long way.
Yep. America, bring back common sense, America. Let's go back to the 50s. Let's make America great again.
This is all the counterculture show.
Right, we're pushing back.
All right, on the way, we have Leave It to Beaver coming up next. No, that's the 50s, sorry.
What was the mother name?
June.
Yeah, June was all right.
June Cleaver.
Yeah,
she was always dressed.